Welcome to the Shamba Shaper Podcast.
A podcast that is helpful to the farmer,
good for the nation,
and useful to you. I am Elias Ngotho, passionate about agriculture.
And I'm Maggie Wamboi, a lover of art and agriculture. This is another podcast on hygiene and health in farm animals. We are happy to offer you farming guidance and tips at any time.
On this episode, we will talk about cleanliness and health in chicken farming. We know that cleanliness in a chicken farm is important in order to keep a flock healthy and productive.
We are glad to be joined by Dr. Joseph Karanja from CKL Africa, who's an animal specialist. He will share with us the do's and don'ts in chicken farming.
Thank you very much, Maggie and Elias, for having me again. It's always a pleasure to talk to our dear farmers. It makes me happy when farmers are happy. And as Elias has said, hygiene and health conditions are very important for you to keep chicken farms profitable.
Indeed, a farmer can save on veterinary services and treatment, and the flock does well while the farmer gets a source of income.
Chicken should be handled with care. They are attacked by various diseases, and these diseases can be airborne, waterborne, or can be passed on from other carriers like rodents, like rats, mice, wild bats, and even ourselves.
Doctor, I see that chicken get diseases from various sources, and it can be costly to treat and even cause death to our chicken and bring huge losses to farmers. So what are the different ways diseases reach our birds?
As a farmer, try as much as possible to avoid direct contact between healthy birds and infected birds. Do not give them unclean food or water. Keep the chicken house clean and avoid contact with the waste of the infected birds.
And it is best to keep away animals like rats, mice, among others, as they can also pass diseases to the flock.
The good news is that all this can be stopped. Isn't that right?
You both are right. A farmer should know that the water they drink, the food they eat, and the manure that is found in the compound are all ways that diseases can get to the chicken and spread through the flock. Elias, actually, that is where we start, even before we bring the chicken. Some farmers, especially in rural areas, just live with their chicken in their homes. But even these have their challenges. They lose a lot of them. It's only that they don't keep a record of them. But we can always stop the deaths by making sure that the chicken house is clean. And for this, we need to start with the chicken house.
You mean right from the start when building the chicken house?
Yes, you should get it right from the beginning. First, we need to decide which chicken we want to keep, because that will tell us the kind of house to have. However, most chicken will need between 1.5 to 3 feet square per bird. When building the house, it should face east to west. This will ensure that the sun rays do not shine directly into the house, and then the roof should not be flat but raised so as not to cause heat stress to the birds.
It is known that when there is too much heat in the house, the chickens eat less, and this makes them grow slower and produce less eggs.
Yes, that is true. There is also the size of the chicken house, and this depends on the number of birds. If the chickens are too many in a small space, feed and water will become hard for each bird to reach. As a result, there is a rise in the spread of diseases and cannibalism. That is, the chicken will start pecking on each other.
And the right size will depend on the type of chicken the farmer wishes to keep, you say.
Right, Maggie.
So give us the guidelines on the space needed by different chicken types, which can help the farmer build a house with enough space.
For layers, the ideal space is 3 square feet per bird. For broilers and kienyeji chicken, it is 1.5 feet square per bird.
Are there any specific measurements for the house?
I was just getting to that. If you are planning to keep 500 broilers or kienyeji chicken, the house should measure 333 square feet. This can be, for example, a room of 18 by 18 feet.
We have talked about heat in the chicken house. This means that enough air in and out of the house is very key.
Of course it is key.
Fresh air in the chicken house is important because it gets rid of extra moisture and heat. It gives enough oxygen and removes harmful gases and introduces dust, which makes the air clean. A well-aired house will also help control temperatures. You are able to keep cold away as well as heat.
And how do you make sure that there is enough air when building the chicken house?
Two sides of the house should be covered in wire mesh with a curtain so that during the cold season or at night, the curtains can be dropped. And when it is hot, they are raised to allow good air movement. The two sides that face east and west should have a solid cover.
And since the house is raised, do we need to cement it?
Are you serious, Maggie? A cemented floor is the easiest to clean. A cement floor also prevents dampness in the house, which is one of the main ways that the diseases enter.
Although the cement floor is the best, not all farmers may afford to cement the chicken house. In this case, the farmer can use mud to cover the ground and compress the soil, making sure there are no cracks on the walls.
This will take care of parasites like fleas that hide in the cracks. They are known to hide during the day and come out at night.
Because these parasites drain the chicken's blood, there will also be a drop in productivity.
You two are good. You are going to be very great chicken farmers. We have built a perfect house with enough air movement. Do you think there is anything else we have left out?
Yes, the beddings. Mm-hmm.
You are right. The bust must sleep. Without the beddings on the floor, the house can become very wet and soiled. This can lead to growth of bacteria that cause breathing, eye and skin problems.
Wood shaving make good bedding material. We use it at home for our chicken.
These bedding materials play a very important role in keeping the birds healthy. They take in excess moisture from droppings and drinkers, and finally keeps the chickens warm from the cold ground.
This is the Shamba Shaper podcast, a podcast that is helpful to the farmer,
good for the nation,
and useful to you.
There's something I see Shamba Shaper insists on, a foot dip or bath.
All animals need it. This helps to stop a lot of diseases from entering where they live or sleep.
This should be placed at the entrance of the chicken house or chicken run if the chickens are free ranging.
We know that a clean environment is disease free.
It is. By keeping the poultry house and equipment clean, you prevent germs from spreading and you have a healthy flock, and we all know what that means to the farmer's pockets.
Smiles all the way to the bank. We should always wash feeding and watering equipment every day before we serve the birds with fresh feed and water.
I have learned that in order to prevent any damp or caked areas, turn over the beddings once a week, or you can add a little more bedding to keep it balanced.
Guys, you amaze me. Maggie, when you add more bedding, don't make it very high. About 4 to 6 inches is ideal. For layers, replace the old bedding materials every 3 to 6 months. And also, when bringing fresh stock, do not use old wood shavings with the new birds. Wood shavings can be good manure for the farm too. Remember to clean up spilled feed daily so that it does not rot and cause illness. It can also bring about rats and mice that carry diseases.
We should also not forget about how to store the feed that we give the chickens. The feed should be stored in a safe store that is free from rodents and wild birds which can pass diseases to the chicken.
Raise the chicken feed from the ground to prevent moisture from causing damage to the feed. And don't forget to keep the store well aired.
And how do I make sure that I have quality layers and broilers?
You start by getting healthy chicks from good and well-known day-old chick suppliers. They vaccinate their day-old chicks from diseases like Uboro and Newcastle.
I'm always reminded that no amount of good care can change poor quality chicks into good layers or broilers.
True. Get it right from the start.
Earlier on, I told you that we have some chicken at home. One day I was given a big jogo by my aunt. But when I got home, my mother said that it could not be allowed to mix with the others. It became the meal of the day.
Your mother was right. Any new chicken that comes must be kept away from the flock for at least 21 days.
No wonder your mom said to eat it. 21 days is a lot.
This is to be sure that the new addition has no disease. Keeping away the new addition from the flock is known as quarantine. And the quarantine area should be in a separate building as far away from the chicken house as possible. You may use this quarantine area also to keep your suspected or sick birds. That is why we advise farmers to visit their chicken house every now and then to check on any signs of sickness on the birds and remove the sick ones as soon as possible, even as they consult a vet on the problem.
I remember there was this one time that we had to get rid of all our chicken so that we could start afresh.
This sounds like the all-in, all-out system. Must one do that?
It is advisable to do that. All-in, all-out system is a practice where all the birds reared at the same time live at the same time. And as soon as the previous flock has been taken away, the house and all the equipment must be cleaned well and disinfected. This is called terminal disinfection.
Can I keep flocks of different ages at the same time?
Yes, you can. We have done that at home. But we were advised to separate the flocks by their ages.
That was good advice. Keep a good distance. between the chicks, the growers, and the layer sheds.
We have talked about the ideal house and good hygiene, and that a flock which is free from diseases is the sure way to have high quality chicken and a high turnover.
And vaccination, which is done to prevent diseases, is the first step in making sure that your flock is well protected.
Most chicken diseases are viral, so vaccination protects your flock against serious chicken diseases like Gumboro, Newcastle, and others. You should follow a fixed vaccine plan and only buy well-vaccinated stock. It is good to know the signs and symptoms of chicken diseases in your chicken. This will help you to act quickly and save your flock once you notice them.
At home, we remove and keep sick chickens away from the rest for 30 days.
Do you know why? This is because the virus can be spread for up to 4 weeks after infection.
Elias, remember your flock had to be treated because one chicken had avian influenza?
Yes, we were told that avian flu spreads very fast among the chicken. We were advised to treat the whole flock.
It spreads very fast. Therefore, even if you have only seen it in one bird, chances are that the entire flock is infected. And it is a matter of time until they all fall ill. We all know what needs to be done to birds that die.
Yes, we do. We are advised that they should be buried at least 2 feet deep and place large rocks on top of the burial site. This makes it difficult for predators like dogs to dig them out.
It is always advised to do tests to find out the cause of death. This will help you to avoid the problem in future or help you to take the right steps to protect the other birds.
And when it comes to vaccination, we should always learn to follow the guide on the label on how to use the vaccine and how to store. Throw away all unused vaccines and get rid of syringes and needles as instructed. And where not sure, call a veterinary.
Dear listener, you can always get in touch with iShamba for a vaccination program for broilers, layers, and local chicken. iShamba also can guide you on what to do. Call them on 0711 082 606.
And like any other animal, the chicken also has enemies that make their life hard. These pests are both external and internal.
External pests can be snakes, rats, and mice, especially rats. They are a bad dream to the farmer, and you do not want them anywhere near your farm.
That is very true. These pests spread parasites and diseases. Some even eat chicks. To fight against them, you should always make sure you store the feed where they cannot reach it. Do not spill feed as it will attract them. And once they come, it is not easy to get rid of them. Throw away any feed that has the pest droppings, as this is what spreads diseases and parasites. Keep the inside and the outside of the building clean. Remove all dead chicken and broken eggs once a day and dispose them in secured containers. And finally, place baits to trap the rats and the mice.
We should also check on the chicken many times for external pests. We should spray or dust the chicken with a loud insecticide if we see lice or mites. This should be done on where they perch, seek shelter, and where they nest.
This should be done from top to bottom, making sure the insecticides get into the gaps.
As we know, we have external pests. We also have internal pests or parasites. These are found inside the chicken. They are called worms.
They are found in the chicken's intestine or the airway. I have seen them causing bleeding.
This bleeding is a danger to the chicken. It makes the chicken lose blood and not make good use of the feed that it eats.
Like with all pests and parasites, if left untreated, the worms can cause illness and can also lead to death.
But this need not be the case. You can reduce worms in chicken by keeping the shed, feeding, and drinkers clean. However, the best way to prevent worm attack is by regular deworming using good dewormers.
As we wind up, these are my takeaways. First, start with a good and well-made chicken house with good spacing and air and easy to clean. Get your chicken from well-known sources. You can try all-in, all-out method and not to mix new breeds with old breeds. It is best that any new chicken be isolated before introducing to the flock for at least 30 days.
Always have a foot bath with disinfectant to reduce infections and the number of people that enter the chicken house. Make sure the chicken house and its equipment are clean, that is, the feeders and drinkers. And keep the water and feeds safe.
Remember, prevention is always better than cure. The best and most affordable way to prevent illnesses is maintaining proper cleanliness. Secondly, follow a strict vaccination plan provided for the birds. Remove all the sick birds, pests, parasites, both internal and external. Remove and bury all sick birds away from the house.
Thank you so much, Daktari, for joining us. We indeed are glad to have had you for the second time. You're always welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'll come next time if you invite me.
Yes.
Karibu sana.
And if you want more information on chicken health and hygiene,
contact Aishamba either via SMS to the number 21606 or call 0711-082-606.
Farmer, we hope this supports you.
We would also love to hear from you in the comments section.
Stay tuned. Keep listening. In this podcast, we will bring you a lot more.
We will answer your questions, and if not, we will get an expert in our next series of episodes. We are here to discuss agriculture and good agricultural practices. You can also catch up this information on Shamba Shepherd.
Until next time,
bye-bye. Bye.